Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 16.
This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative White. We'd ask everyone in the House, including the gallery, to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative White.
Please pray with me if you choose. Father, we know the seasons come and go, both in nature and in our day-to-day lives. Father, our seasons are changing. Help us to trust you, knowing you are good and sovereign. You know what is happening in our life, and therefore we can trust you even though we cannot see the future like you can. We cannot not always understand our circumstances, but you do. Help us to seek control, but give it all to you. And help us not to seek control, but give it all to you. And that is how we find freedom. Teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom as you share in Psalms 90:12. In your name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Clampett moves the journal for February 16th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Mr. Clerk, members, chair directs that House Bill 50, an act to repeal pistol purchase permits, be taken off of the 36B list and set calendar for Wednesday of this week. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hollister and Biggs, House Bill 135, Even Year Elections, City of Trinity.
Local Government of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Elmore, Kyle Hall, and Carney, House Bill 136, Arts High School Diploma Endorsement.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Belk, Logan, Dahl, and Autry, House Joint Resolution 137, expressing support for D.C. statehood.
Rules.
Representatives Morey, Setzer, Shepard, and Carney, House Bill 138, failure to yield to blind pedestrians penalty.
Judiciary 2 with favorable rules.
Representatives Destin Hall, Chester, Goodwin and Rydell, House Bill 139, U.S. and NC flags made in USA.
Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs of favorable rules.
Representatives Faircloth, Hollister, Lambeth, and Ross, House Bill 140, civilian traffic crash investigators.
Judiciary 2 with favorable rules.
Representatives Logan, Amber Baker, Crawford, and Willingham, House Bill 141, paid parental leave for state employees.
Rules.
Representatives Torbett, Kristen Baker, Johnson, and Rydell, Kidwell, House Bill 142, Protect Our Students Act.
Education K-12, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Amber Baker, Logan, Price, and Stanton Williams, House Bill 143, North Carolina Create a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair Act.
Rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 144, General Statutes Commission Uniform Public Expression Protection Act.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 145, Social Services Reform.
Families, Children, and Aging Policy, if favorable, rules. Members, pursuant to the announcement made earlier, of course, there are no votes today. There are no votes that will be held tomorrow, but we will have a very full calendar on Wednesday of this week, possibly votes on Thursday, but that will be determined depending upon the order of business on Wednesday. I do see our pages who are here with us this week. We're glad to have you. We'll formally introduce you on Wednesday when we have our full membership here, but certainly glad to have you with us. And hope you have an enjoyable week with us. Any notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Seeing nothing, the gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House now adjourn to reconvene tomorrow, Tuesday, February 21st at 1000 hours, subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Clampett moves, seconded by Representative Ward, that the House do not adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February 21st at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.